Conditional use number 2380, Dagsboro Thorough Goods Solar One LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2380 for Dagsboro Thorough Goods Solar One LLC for a solar farm in the AR district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purpose of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intense development. The solar array will be located on approximately 26.23 acres of a larger 30.36-acre tract. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options, such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar array will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power cost. Four, this application was submitted prior to the adoption of ordinance number 2920 regarding solar arrays. However, it materially complies with the requirements of that ordinance. Five, with the conditions imposed in this recommendation, the purpose will not have any adverse impact on the neighborhood. Six, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There will be no regular employees at the site, only periodical visits for inspection, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Seven, the applicant has included a decommissioning plan in the record for when the solar farm is no longer in use. Eight, based on the record, there is no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated from the facility. Nine, there will be a buffer of planted vegetation along the boundary of this site facing Thoroughgoods Road and the east and west front corners of the site to screen it from view as shown on the preliminary site plan. 10, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. 11, there was no opposition to this application. 12, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electrical generation shall be permitted on the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for this solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of this conditional use. C, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purpose. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. E, the site shall be screened by gated fencing with interwoven screening and a knock box or similar device to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company or other emergency responders. The fence line and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the location of all transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the site, including the area outside the fence, shall be maintained so it does not become overgrown. H, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. I, there shall be a 30-foot wide buffer of planted vegetation along the boundary of this site facing Thoroughgoods and the east and west front corners of the site as shown on the preliminary site plan. This buffer shall consist primarily of spruce trees spaced at 20-foot intervals within this buffer area. These areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. The final site plan shall include a landscaping plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design in the buffer area. J, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. K, the final site plan shall be subject to review of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I second it.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2380, Dagsboro Thoroughgoods Solar One LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Butler, how do you vote?
Aye, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and with the stipulations in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. All right, that completes our